I was acting board chairman, a real board chairman, just returned to the room.
Please continue, sir.
So I am going to turn over the hearing to one of my colleagues who will be serving as the panel lead for this hearing.
Okay.
So the next voice you hear will be your panel lead.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Would you please state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Aurelia G. Escalante, 218102.
Thank you, ma'am. You're thankful for your Arizona Board of Executive Committee this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members and conduct the hearings this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wagner, Board Chairman, Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, Honorable Michael Johnson, Honorable Louis Canotas. My name is David Gill, I'm your panel lead. Also in the room with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Grady from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office.
Okay.
Okay, so you already said that you got a notification form. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or pay a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or were you representing yourself today?
No, myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Brady in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, tell the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help God, or we will so affirm.
Yes.
I do.
So I do.
You're here to be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So
okay.
For phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. Now, after I do, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. All right. Allegation number one is a violation of every condition of supervision. Number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about October 1st, 2018, as verbally directed on September 28, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
True.
Okay. Based on the admission of Ms. Escalante, I'm going to find that you believe that she violated the term condition of her supervision and that she may have lost her back laugh and couldn't raise your company.
Second.
Agree. Okay. Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Kittermans, agree by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson. Okay, now, we're going to move into phase two in a moment. But
okay, well, I didn't put the first part. What happened?
Okay, there's two phases. Okay.
No.
So this is the phase one is we determine whether or not you have acted violating the terms of which I'm supervising.
Okay.
And then we're moving into phase two, which is where we're going now. And in phase two, we will determine whether or not to reinstate your community supervision. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So for phase two, before we get started, Mr. Green's going to give us some background information, so cell phone, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Green.
Ms. Escalante, the police of DLC on August 8th of 2018, she was arrested on December 9th of 2018 at Tucson PD. She has no new charges, returned back to DLC on December 9th of 2018. She has a CCD of May 31st, 2019 that reflects 69 absconding days. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2016, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2007, theft, 1 year. 2010, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. She has 3 terms of DLC, received IR scores of 3-3, mental health scores of 2, substance abuse scores of 3. Gang information, she's affiliated with the criminal street gang Barrio Chicano South. Prior term of supervision, 2007, TIS release, absconded for 51 days, arrested on no charges, went to CSCD while in custody. 2012, TIS release, completed 3 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Under arrest, 2008, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Her community risk score is a G5V4.
Thank you, sir. So, Ms. Escalante, we're going to go ahead and do a little review of your case supervision summary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you were released and approved or designed the Skelly House on Terminal in Phoenix. And it will take, you were approved to transfer to Tucson due to your support system being there.
Yes.
So on August 10th of 2018, you reported to the Tucson Parole Office and stated you did not have the funds to stay at Exodus House.
Yes.
On August 10th, you were approved to reside with your cousin Angelina in Tucson.
Yes.
Okay, so you were, that's where you stayed the rest of the time before you were violated with your cousin?
Yes.
Okay. So, it says you had part-time employment at VEW Landscaping, which was owned by your cousin?
Yes.
Okay, and did you work, I mean, it says part-time, but were you continually working there until you were violated?
Yes, I told it to me like a month before I got violated.
Okay. For programming, you were referred to the drug transitional program at SAGE. You attended three group sessions.
Yes.
And on September 25th, you were unsuccessfully discharged from the program due to non-attendance. So, why weren't you attending the drug program?
I wasn't attending the drug program. I can fall for that, you know. I just rather have made money, and then I didn't think it was a big deal, but obviously it was because of the condition of my reads. So I do take part. I do take fault for that, and I do accept that I messed up.
What seems to that should be really, really, really important to you.
Yes.
Of course, it's because the majority of your convictions, your time in prison, been spent over drugs.
Yes. And I could say that's my fault. You know, I relapsed, and at the time, I wasn't on my medication. I wasn't on my medication when I was in here. But now I got back on my medication, and I'm, you know, thinking right now. So, I messed up, you know. I'm not blaming anybody. Nobody's at fault but myself.
Okay. It also says you were assigned a task, but you failed to submit any urine samples.
Well, I didn't have no urine sample I called, and then I guess I just started this new thing. So I thought I was automatic. I think I just gave up too easy, because when I called, it said my PIN was invalid. So I thought she had violated me for something, not going, meeting face to face with her. So I just gave up real, you know what I mean? I gave up real easy. So instead of going and doing the right steps, I went back and relapsed. So that was my fault.
Okay. Well, it seems that, okay, so you were in the hospital for a while.
Yes.
But then when you got out, you were supposed to, you said you were on the phone to see your tribal services caseworker, Maria Boone.
Yes.
And you also told me you reported to see your PO on the 1st of October. Did you go and make any arrangements with the tribal caseworker?
The tribal caseworker, the arrangements were already made, and I was supposed to go see her. I didn't have transportation because when they let me out. If you read the thing, I had went myself to the CRC to go get clean. And of course, like I said, I gave up too easy. I wasn't on my meds, and I just gave up, and I have that, I don't, you know. So I did make arrangements with Maria Bully, she was my case manager over in Pasqua, and that didn't fall through. I didn't follow through, so, I mean, and as a matter of fact, that Sunday before I got arrested, that Wednesday before I got arrested, I think which was the 12th, I had an appointment with my doctor to go get back on my medication and go do my rehab thing, but I ended up coming out here on Sunday, so.
Okay. So what were you doing that brought the Tucson PD's attention on you?
I was at the Circle K, and I wasn't hiding. You know, they knew me. South Tucson, it's South Tucson. Of course, if you guys are familiar with South Tucson, they have their own little jurisdiction, their own little cops. So, I mean, I wasn't hiding or nothing. I was coming out of Circle K.
I know. So, but why were you knocking out of Circle K?
Because prior to that, these cops that just mess with you. So, I mean, like, they already know me from South Tucson. So, as I was walking out, there was another girl that I was talking to. So, she had a warrant, and I had a felony warrant, because prior to that, he was going down the street just taking everybody's name down on a pad. And then I guess he would go back and run them later. So when he came back at me, when he came back like 2 weeks later, he seen me 2 weeks, maybe like a week or maybe 2 weeks later, he was like, you stand out here. And I already knew what it was for, you know what I mean? I wasn't going to run, you know what I mean? I know that I had to come back. So yeah, that's why he stopped me, because I had a felony warrant. And he said he had to serve it.
Okay. I'm going to see my fellow board members. Have any questions at this time? Any questions from my fellow board members? Okay, ma'am, we're going to deliver your hearing. The board will be going to discuss and make a determination shortly. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you would like to tell the board, but we ask that you don't repeat the information we've already discussed.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I messed up. I realized that, you know, if I were to go back out now on my medication, I want to be a taxpayer of society. I want to be able to have that second chance before my mom, you know, my mom getting sick, my daughter's out there, you know what I mean? It's just, I think I would just, like I said, I do want to be a member of society, and hopefully I get that chance. Either now or, you know, later, I'll be content with whatever you guys come up with.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, we'll be going into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves and make a determination. I think we're addressing you, but we won't be. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you to stay on the phone, just to make the island, and once we've made a determination, I'll be back with you, okay?
Okay.
We'll be down in discussion. Well, this is an interesting situation with Mrs. Scalante. Get points with her tribal case worker and can't go or won't go or doesn't go. And with the 59 scam days, the drug history, and the obvious need for some kind of program to help her with her drug situation, I don't see her as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time. And I'm going to listen to a session from me and my fellow board members. Okay, so based on all the information, 201-8W-3148, Mrs. Scalante's testimony and information from the Department of Corrections, I move we vote to move supervision Mrs. Escalante as she was claimed to violate her term of condition of supervision and have lapse or was about to lapse in a criminal wage or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Morris. Okay, so the board is, ma'am, the board is voting to revoke the committee supervision at this time. We do want to, see you be successful in everything, but you're going to have to complete the program that's assigned. And if you truly want some help with your drug problems and that, and your mental health issues, your best bet is through your tribal services.
Mm-hmm.
A little more, I don't want to say more reliable, but you're a little more entitled to that. I think they concentrate on it a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you are deciding, I don't know if you're totally there yet, but you're deciding that you want to make a turn and do the right things and be able to become a better citizen. We certainly hope that you do. Between now and time at least, and our records show that would be, May 31st of 2019, See if you can get into any substance abuse program, particularly NA and AA. Those programs, those drug-up programs, can be very, very useful to help you get back in order so that you don't get in trouble again. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, well, that's enough. This is Lynn Herring.
Thank you.
All right.